This is Twit.
An acquisition that Apple made a while ago, the Beats acquisition, is now facing perhaps some competition from Tidal. I watched this morning with growing surprise and amusement the Tidal announcement. They had a lot of stars. I'm trying to find the video of it. Of course, Jay-Z was there. His buddy Kanye was there. Beyonce was there. Madonna was there. Daft Punk was there. I mean, everybody came out on the stage. They had a lot of artists. There's Arcade Fire. But let me jump ahead.
It's like an award ceremony, except
exactly.
Look at this.
Complete with a clear podium.
Right. Look, there's dead mice on the stage. One dead mouse. So the idea, then they all weirdly signed this piece of paper, which we didn't know what they were signing. It wasn't really clear. There's Rihanna signing that. She's going to hand off the pen to Usher.
It's a tontine, and the last one to survive wins $8,000.
So Tidal's been around for a while. What are they signing? The Declaration of Artist Independence. And look, a little thumbprint from Usher.
Well, and I have to admit that the scheming side of me wonders whether what this really is a play to get bought by Apple. So, I mean, you know, this,
no.
The thing is that these guys are all, just hold on. These guys are all getting a percentage of this company. They're in a very uphill battle for this.
Right.
But they do represent a core number of people that Apple would be very interested in for Beats, and probably be a lot less expensive than Beats to acquire. You know, so if they were remotely successful, it would be easy for Apple to just kind of absorb this into what they're already doing.
Apple doesn't need them. They could just laugh and let them move on. The real question is whether they'll get artist exclusives. These guys are signing something, but I doubt very much they're saying, oh yeah, we're going to make sure our albums only appear on Tidal. Now, Tidal is $10 for a very similar service to Beats or Spotify. $20, though, if you want the CD quality music, kind of like
Deezer. I'm not sure if anybody around can hear anymore.
You know, I have Tidal on my Sonos as well as all the other things, including a lot of high-res music that I could play directly. On the Sonos anyway, I can't tell the difference. It sounds, you know, CD quality sounds exactly like whatever else I'm getting.
There was a claim somewhere that Tidal was going to get early exclusive to new albums.
Right.
So it wasn't going to be exclusive, but, you know, you'd get it for the first month or
that's
whatever.
That's what Madonna's doing with her knee on the table. She's like, I will give you exclusive. Here's Nicki Minaj. They have some very well-established artists. I don't see Taylor Swift in that lineup.
Look at Nicki Minaj signing like a normal person.
Yeah, how dare she?
Wow.
My favorite, though, is Daft Punk.
I'm still trying to figure out the Madonna humping the table.
I don't understand what that was all about at all.
Is that like, you know, that's the only, for some legal tax reason, she has to
give it a knee print?
It's not legal unless the
well, I have a feeling. I have a feeling that she knows that if everyone's taking photos, that'll be the photo everybody uses.
Yeah, she's right. That's true. You're absolutely right. That's brilliant. The question is there room? And the question is related to Beats because Spotify really owns this market. Pandora, Spotify own the market. And most of these others are, a tenth of the size, if that. Beats was at purchase by Apple. We don't even know any numbers since then. A quarter of a million users compared to paid users compared to Spotify's 10 million paid users. So, I mean, we're 1/40th the size. On the other hand, I have to say, Apple, with its marketing clout and its brand name and iTunes label, and I could perhaps push it forward.
400 million credit cards.
You know, I think that the value of that is overstated. Amazon also has everybody's credit card. And it's not so hard to
Apple's,
put your credit
Apple's
card
already,
in once.
Already selling more than anyone else into this industry.
They so are you know, selling
they have a lot of people.
Yeah, downloads, yeah.
Right. So I think that they're definitely in a prime position to do this. And I think that Apple has the money to do a lot of the exclusives that we talked about, you know, so they can incentivize a lot of artists. Some of the artists that were signing this for Tidal, you know, Beyonce did an early exclusive. But I think that Apple can be looking at many, many more of those opportunities. And I have a feeling if you look at what they already did with HBO, that they're going to use some of that largesse to kind of move things in their direction as they launch. I mean, obviously they've tried to move it to a lower price point, it doesn't sound like it's been successful. But I think that exclusives and a lot of those other things will hopefully sweeten the pot.
Well, and that's, you know, because Tidal is, quote, artist owned. I mean, it's owned by Jay-Z, who spent $56 million to acquire it. The impression that they gave, whether true or not, was that the other artists would have a stake in this as well. And really what it was is a statement by these musicians anyway, that they're not thrilled with technology. In fact, they said very specifically, music is about art, not technology. Which I think maybe underestimates the importance of delivery systems and listeners.
I think it's about the pays per plays that they get through all the streaming services and knowing that they can't convince billions of consumers worldwide to suddenly want to buy physical media or even physical downloads anymore. Right. And so they just got to figure out a way to convert from wheels to skis, if that makes any sense.
Is there a shot?
If they, I don't know. I mean, if they can really, if they're just doing a streaming service that only has their content, it just seems like it's, I don't understand how they can succeed with this. If Alex says this is a ploy to, we're going to have our own company and someone's going to be smart enough a year from now to buy us and get all of our content, that seems like a smart move that I hadn't considered before. But part of their press is all about how we're not just going to be a place where you can get our albums. We're also going to have exclusive content. And with this kind of top drawer people with audiences that are this big, I don't know, maybe they can make a go of it. But if it really is just we want a version of Spotify in which we get more money per play, I just don't see how this is going to work. But again, I'm not a business reporter.
If you look at the, I think the one of the arguments could be is that if you look at just the sales of these artists, that number is probably larger, significantly larger than $56 million a year. I mean, you know, there's definitely some opportunities if they decided, for instance, to right now, all of their content's tied up with the copyright holders, and typically that sometimes it's not them. But if they started publishing directly to, to this service, it means that they would have a service and they'd have a platform on which these artists can now make all the money. You know, these are not artists that need the record companies anymore. You know, and this may be what they're doing is actually separating from the record companies, or this may be this first step of them separating from the record companies completely and saying, you know, we got the money, we've got the studios, we've got, you know, everything, you know, the PR, we've got the names, we don't really need to have, the record companies involved at all. So this may be less
that
about
would be interesting.
Beats and more about, you know, artists starting to take over their own. Building a collective.
So that's like United Artists in the film industry back in the 20s.
Yeah, look how went for Charlie Chaplin and Mary
Pickford. It'd be interesting to see like what happens. Who will they sign? Will be the first person to sign outside of this initial event, and how big do you have to be before they will allow you into this collective? And what happens when they're slicing the pie up 100 ways?
That's to me more important. I know these guys have made it. They don't need anything. What about young and up-and-coming artists? Where do they go? Is this going to be the home for them?